How didst thou come at this time? She said, from desire and from divine consequence. The man drew her lovingly into his arms. At that moment, he did not rise to do battle with himself.
Boy, let me be that mean boy over there. You remember? You have to understand this stuff. If you understand it, you can convince a 6-year-old boy. I don't know about girls. I remember being there. Why?
It wasn't his fault.
I didn't say it was his fault.
He was sleeping.
He said, in that moment, he could not fight with himself. Because do you remember the beginning? Book one. Right at the beginning. When you realize that it's not the rule, it's the exception, went to the mosque, to the mihrab, to fight with himself. Because that's the first thing you should do. But here he didn't do it. Why? Because that's that breath, that moment when there is a trick here. There is a word over there which is dam. And dam has a double meaning, a very interesting one. First of all, dam is almost equivalent to on. Al-an means this moment, this existing moment is dam. And at the same time, dam is this. Breathing, taking in the air is dam, that your life depends on. And that's this moment, the existing moment. That's a very special moment, let's say, let's go to the big ones, Mozart. Mozart is not always doing that stuff, he's having a life. There is some special moment that inspiration comes and he will boil up. We call it a very special moment. That, in the language of this kind of stuff, this mystic stuff, means that moment. You say, in that moment, he cannot resist. Why? Yes, because you should hear, this is not the consequence of him being something. It's the consequence, divine consequences, which you are nothing over there. So he cannot even fight with himself. He will do what? Surrender. Remember the surrender? Taslim, which means being in peace, becoming in peace. That's why. Yes?
Then he said, O wife, this is not a small matter. A steel struck upon the stone, and a fire was born. A fire that shall take vengeance on the king and his empire. I am as the cloud, thou the earth, and Moses the plant. God is the king on the chessboard, and we are checkmated. Checkmated.
Means me and you in this moment, we are nobody. In that moment of light, me and the other me, we are no one. That's the moment of miracle. It happens. In that moment, we have lost everything. Me and the other part of me, both. Because that's the divine stuff. That's how we explain falling in love. How do you fall in love? How do you wish you fall in love is that you go around and you could hunt for love. That's what you practically do. Hunting for it. I told you in advance, Rumi will make it clear for you that the only thing in this universe which is worthy of hunting is love. But I'm sorry, nobody could hunt love. You know why? Huh? Love is the best hunter ever. Love will hunt someone. You cannot hunt love. Therefore, you should try to, first of all, become better. Because better you are, more your chances is to be attractive enough for love to hunt you. Better you become, you are better qualified for that. And in this process, you are increasing your hope and making yourself better. What are you losing if it didn't even happen? This is the process, as simple as that. Remember that? This is what it is. Here he will say, this is the moment that that star is going to become reality. Not only Pharaoh is so stupid to prepare it all with the intention of avoiding it, even me and you are not being counted here. We are checkmate, both of us. Yes?
Deem checkmate and victory from the king. O spouse, do not deem them to be from us. Do not jeer at us. That of which this Pharaoh is afraid came into being at the moment when I lay with thee.
That's it. So, in that moment, this fellow was... Do you remember this fellow that we are talking about here? This is that silly fellow who serves Pharaoh and he was sleeping. Do you remember? Suddenly he knows everything. This is the moment. He's another guy. Suddenly he knows, oh, first of all, it's not me and you. And this is happening because he tried to stop it. And there is something behind this. Nobody could stop love. No one. But you should get really lucky and the best of yourself to be hunted, inshallah. Yes?
How, after having lain with her, Imran charged his wife to pretend that she had not visited him. Do not reveal aught of these things. Do not breathe a word, lest there come upon me and thee 100 sorrows. In the end, the effects of this will be made manifest. Forasmuch as the signs have appeared, O beloved. Forthwith, from the direction of the Maidan, loud cries were coming from the people, and the air was filled. Thereupon the king, in terror, sprang forth barefooted, saying, Hark, what are these tumults? What is the noise and uproar from the direction of the Maidan, in fear whereof genie and demon are fleeing in dismay? Imran said, May our king live. The people of Israel are rejoicing on account of thee. Because of the bounty of the king, they are making merry and dancing and clapping their hands. Pharaoh said, Maybe it is this, but it makes me very suspicious and anxious.
Well, what did that mean? The story was simple. You have no problem with the story, okay? Well, he made a paragraph out of it, right? So he divided this long verse to this one, which is what? Title read that Imran will tell the wife that, shh, keep it secret, that I got. Then what? Then something else happened that had nothing to do with this title. That's some noises outside, which makes Pharaoh uncomfortable. Imran will do what? Will give him the part of reality he is familiar with and he deserves. He got everybody in the palace to make them happy. or cheated them. He called it, I bring you here to be happy, but he didn't meant it. Okay, now what? Now Imran pretends that, yes, you succeeded, they are happy, and he doesn't mean it, because he didn't meant it, the happiness. I say, oh, you wanted them to be happy? Okay, look at them. I said, ha, maybe, because the influence is there, but somehow I don't feel good. Why? You shouldn't. Because it had happened. Period. Of course, later he will realize, but it happened. And if that's not enough, read the next paragraph, which is another one. A short one, just to explain this. Yes?
How Pharaoh was frightened by the noise. This sound hath marred my soul and aged me with bitter grief, with bitter pain and grief. The king was pacing to and fro. All night he was even as a woman in the hour of childbirth. Every moment he would say, O Imran, these clamors have upset me mightily. Poor Imran had not the courage to relate his intercourse with his wife. How the wife of Imran had stolen to his side, so that the star of Moses appeared. Whenever any prophet enters into the womb, his star becomes conspicuous in the sky.
Now what? You see, he made one paragraph, a small one, and another smaller one, that if you read the last verse of the first and the beginning of the second, you will see that their continuum is there. I mean, it shouldn't be interrupted with what? Repetition of the fear of Pharaoh? Yes. Let's go back. The first one was what? Keep it quiet. Although your ego is fearful. That was the first one. Second one? Second one is something very interesting you didn't pay attention at all. Let's go back. Okay, the Pharaoh will say, this noise somehow changed my John, my real being, and made me old through sorrow and bad feeling. Okay? And he was coming front and going back. Oh, for you, he's walking across. No. He's walking this way. Where is front? We are going front, but this fellow cannot come. One step towards the front, one step towards back, going back to be himself. The ego wants to be selfish. The ego is narcissist. Loving me, me, me. Right? So he was coming and going all night like what? Like giving birth. Because unknowingly he's giving birth. The Moses comes out of this. So unknowingly I have to feel even the pain of delivering that child, which is the child of light, which is the seed of love. And every moment, he was nagging about only that noise that he doesn't understand, because it's not coming from a normal source. These are the Israelite women gathered around like a prison. And Imran cannot reveal the secret, could he? We talked about it, remember? Oh, the first story, when the king married that handmaiden and handmaiden became sick, Do you remember the Hakim?